Hey everybody, how's it going? Wow, alright, thank you guys. Big audience out there. Hope everybody's staying safe. Don't see any masks out there. What do you guys want to kill me? yeah, you guys are great. A lot of you, you know, all right, calm down. All the ladies are getting all worked up now seeing me. Yeah. Look. We got the COVID to worry about, but you know what else we got to worry about? Me, making all the women want me and leave their boyfriend or husbands, you know? In a worldwide pandemic, that's the pandemic. I mean, am I right? Yeah, I know. Oh my God, thank you. Wow. That was a quick transition from laugh to roaring applause there. I've never really seen that before, but, it's been a while since I've been on stage, so. Especially one this big. I mean, what is this, Live Aid or something? With all these, it should be Live COVID, shouldn't it? Wasn't Live Aid for AIDS or something? I don't know. But I remember Live Aid going on. let's be honest, I mean, moving stuff around a little bit, full screen interface, whoops, okay, I fixed it, there it is, there's the guy in his room, logo is moved right in the right position. In case you were wondering what I'm doing, if you're listening to the audio only, you won't know. Now I gotta go back because there we go. Anyway, hope everybody's doing good out there. I don't really feel too hot today. If you don't know why, it's because I went to Beer Fest in Atlantic City on Friday, and it's Sunday, and I'm just older, so I should be over it normally, like if I was like younger. By Sunday, you would be like fine, but nope. And you know what the only cure for that is more alcohol, am I right? I mean, come on, people. Walked around, they only give you a little cup that's like a few, like 2 ounces or three or something, so you gotta constantly go get beers at different, just keep getting it refilled. And I didn't do it actually that much, like I mean, I think everyone else was more drunk than me at the end, because I was just, like, paranoid about being wasted too fast. So, like, I just, like, tried to keep it moderate, and, I probably should have drank a little more, because that's the whole point of it, but, you know, what are you going to do? I was there with, a couple, my sister, so I wanted one of us to be the responsible one, if you know what I mean. But I wasn't, like, not drinking, though. I mean, we, you know, got an Uber after, and, that's about the whole story. I don't know why I thought this was going to be entertaining, but, like I said, I'm, recovering, and, yesterday I just was out of it all yesterday. I wasn't really, like, sick, though. I was just, like, not, like, I don't know. It's just not up to speed and, like, out of it. And, like, I didn't really feel better until, like, later that night when I did have a few drinks again. Like, after the first drink, I was like, wow, I feel good now. And it's like, it's like how much, and that's why alcohol is, like, so bad. I mean, because, like, when you get hungover, it, I don't know, it, like, does help to drink a little bit. I don't get drunk the next day, but I'll, like, just have some. Because, like, otherwise the whole day sucks because you feel worse, so. But I can see how somebody can just easily fall into that pattern of just, like, well, I gotta drink because, like, I don't want to feel like shit all day. And I'm not even a partier, you know? These partier people out here, like, I just wasn't one of them, but, you know. The people out here, like, all you people are probably more used to partying than me. I mean, I'm not you guys look like a rowdy bunch out there, you know? Settle down, why don't you? No, you guys are great, don't know. I hope to see you moshing to my stand-up later. Hey, why is nobody moshed to stand-up, am I right? Like, you don't see anybody, slam dancing to a good bit, you know? You don't see that going on. But I'm just kidding around. You guys are fun. You guys are great. that's what somebody keeps doing if they don't, like, aren't getting any kind of, like, response. Just keep saying, you guys are great over and over again. No, you guys are great, though. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Like, you'd have to say, I'm just kidding every time. That was a joke. You guys are great. Don't leave, please. Yeah, you know, I guess I thought, you know, that I was hoping this would get me feeling better, doing somehow this would get me in a better mood doing this podcast. I don't think it's happening, but, look at this guy, he's in a bad mood. What is he, Groucho Marx over there? Grouchy, you know? Got a little Oscar the Grouch hat going over there. What else did I do? Nothing. Jeez. I thought that was going somewhere, that alcohol discussion. this is what happens when I wait till the last minute. And it's really not the last minute. I still have a couple days, but we'll see. We'll see if this gets going. I'm cutting all that out. All this complaining, I'm going to be positive. We need a little more positivity out there, and I just think, like, I mean, we really just
need to join together, and join all our tuner vibrations together, get on the same wavelength. I do like a lot of yoga, and I'll do like some, just get my like chakra balanced out, you know, just like go on a fast for like a few days, and then I work my way up. Yeah, at first I'll do 3-day cucumber water fast, and that's all I'll eat or drink. It's just cucumber water, sometimes frozen, if I want to trick myself into thinking I'm eating. And then I'll work my way up, and I'll do like 2 weeks. And okay, I have ended up in the ER during fasting periods, but you gotta learn. I'm the teacher. I have to teach you and learn from experience what we really can handle. It's amazing what us human beings can handle. I just kind of think the mind is the only limit. So if they tell me I need to eat a drink, like it's been 2 weeks and you're gonna die, I'm like, I mean, that's kind of your mental limit. I get that, and you think that you would need to eat by now. But I have worked on my vibration and raising it to a certain sort of frequency. And I've been communicating with the Pleiadian aliens from Sector 8C, outside of the Milky Way, and they've been sending me message after message telling me that we have to kind of expand our consciousness because we have all these hidden abilities that we need to tap into. Okay?
Tuner, and after a while, I can't even understand that after a while. But yeah, we have to tune our frequencies together, and just kind of do that.
Hopefully we can just kind of do a worldwide meditation at the same frequency. And once we do that, we raise mankind's consciousness together. You may be thinking, are you high? What are you talking about?
And that's your mental limit telling you that you can't do this. But I'm telling you, you can. Okay, you just have to subscribe to my email list, and just go ahead and buy my program. And I'm gonna send you some energy packets. You just mix those with like a bottle of water. Drink that every day. You will have diarrhea most of the time, but you're going to be like getting rid of a lot of that toxic energy, you know, just that. you're recovering because you went to Beer Fest or whatever. I mean, you know, you really, it's just in your head that you got anything called Beer Fest. It just sounds like just hearing that could make someone feel like hungover. Beer Fest. Oh, God, I feel sick. And you know, it's funny because like I went there thinking, because I don't even really drink that much beer anymore. I mean, I drink pretty much only like one or two different kinds of beers because of my acid reflux. I'm trying to stay off beer mostly. But I went there thinking, oh, they'll have, like, mixed drinks probably, right? And they had nothing like that. And they also had, like, no water. I mean, they might have. I didn't really ask. But I didn't see anything on any beer tent that, like, had bottles of water for whatever. Maybe the food trucks did, or the whatever, food huts. It was, like, set up like a fair, basically. It was huge, too. It was, like, too big, actually, because we, like, only went to, like, a couple of the same ones, because it was so big. And then there was bands playing in the back, where we had to walk all the way to the back, and then, I guess it was set up in a baseball field, but it looked like an airplane, like, runway. It was so big and long, dude, like girls say about me. Yeah, but it was funny because some of the beer places would fill your glass half full and some would just fill it the whole way. But it didn't really matter because, like, even if they do that, you can just keep going back over and over again. And I don't know, I guess that's why they were probably doing that. But, I mean, I was wondering, like, I guess somebody dies from alcohol poisoning, which it's very possible at a beer fest. it's like actually hard to believe I didn't see it happen. They had, when we were leaving, like 6 ambulances just sitting there waiting. I don't know if they probably did need to. Because there was some people that were very past the point of, you know, they were past the limit. Pretty noticeably, and a lot of those people were driving cars out of there, and just were like being flagged, like how to get out. And it's funny because it was like security there, and I guess some cops, but they just were like, well, look, we need to make money. This city is like bankrupt or whatever. I kept hearing about that for years now. Atlantic City's bankrupt, and like you can tell when you go there, it is a shithole there. I mean, there is all these giant, tall, like, hotels just with tons of room and, like, no one's in there. It was, like, 3% probably. Not even, honestly. Maybe, like, 2 people on each floor. Not even each floor, though. And, which is cool. It was pretty quiet in our room. I mean, but like it just looks like, and the building is like old as fuck. They had like one outlet. We couldn't even really charge our phones. We like one of us said it. It was ridiculous, but that was just like a weird like it was like set up weird. I mean, there was like no signs on where to go pointing you anywhere. Basically just all beer tents. And then the food was actually hard to find. There was no sign pointing you, hey, the food's over here. I purposely was like, I need to eat at some point. I don't want to be wasted and not eat. So I purposely found the food later on. But I mean, I don't think people were really eating that much because like everybody was probably just hanging out near the beer things, which there was like literally like 400 of those beer tents. Every beer company you could ever think of was there. Dude, let me tell you. Anyway, what was I talking about? I guess I've been like not watching news. I don't even watch like people complaining about stuff anymore. So I'm back to aliens because there's all this alien news and or UFO news, whatever. Which is pretty crazy, but no one cares about it. It's funny, no one's talking about it in public because they really haven't come out and said, like, hey, the aliens are here, or, hey, these are definitely aliens or anything. They just said, like, we don't know what these are. These are kind of crazy. That's kind of what they said. Maybe if they say aliens are real, we recovered bodies, then people might care. But I almost feel like people are just so jaded by, like, the news being fucking nuts the past... I mean, honestly, since Trump was in office, but, like, especially since... I mean, COVID, I think, made people just, like, tune out of the news. Like, that's why CNN and all them are losing ratings. Nobody wants to watch that negative shit. It is fucking just drains you. Like, it is bad now. It got really, really bad, like, last year. And, I mean, I even early on noticed, like, because I at first was kind of tracking the COVID numbers. Because I just couldn't believe how fast the numbers were growing up. And then I just had to limit how much I looked at that stuff. It got really bad, people. You know, just wake up, get out of the news cycle. I mean, the 24-hour news cycle. Is a sham. We're being conned by the MSM. And we need to get the fuck out. Go to the alternative news. Just get
the fuck out of the news. Yeah. I will kill you. I'm possessed. I'm a fucking demon. Get the fuck out of this house. I'm gonna kill your family. Get the fuck out.
I was watching The Conjuring 2 yesterday, so I'm in a demon mood right now, you know? I'm just, I mean, the way these movies are now, these horror movies, like, they'll say, like, oh, based on a true story, but they go so far out there, you're like, obviously all of this is fake. They might just have the basic, like, the family's name was this, and that's it. I mean, it's crazy. The, like, lady, psychic lady, was, like, having, literally going into a memory of, like, a dead, like, a ghost, and reliving the, like, scene from the old, you know, it was just like, there's no way she did, well, you know. I mean, if there was, I haven't looked into exorcisms in a while, because you don't really hear about exorcisms anymore. But I mean, if there was, like, all these, every exorcism movie, like, there's always scenes where it's undeniable that it's a demon. And not just, I don't think would probably happen in a real exorcism case. I mean, I know I looked them up years ago, but I don't remember seeing any real exorcism cases that were, like, undeniable, like floating, like spinning in the air, you know, upside down, like clawing, making marks on the walls and whatever, blood spilling out all over the place. I mean, it was good, but actually this one was like pretty hard to like make sense of. I don't know if I wasn't paying enough attention, but you know, what are you gonna do? And it was on HBO Max, but turns out you have to pay for the like plus version, which is $20 a month, which like nobody wants to pay that much. And like they say that all these new movies are included, but you have to get the like premium version that has no ads with it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, I guess it's smart HBO did that and didn't just rely on people with like cable. But still, like, you're basically conning everyone by pretending that all these new movies come with the HBO Max, but you'd have to get the premium. There's always a catch, you know? Yeah, go fuck yourself, HBO Max. Yeah. Still in recovery mode. I mean, one thing I'll say is, let me tell you something, you kids out there. I always do this, God. I pretend it's ironic, but I'm really just an old man complaining at this point. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. I mean, it's just so hard to lose weight, like, keep weight off. I can kind of, like, keep mine around a certain weight, but, like, I have wanted to lose more weight for so long, and I just, like, I mean, it's my fault, I guess, because I just don't have, you know. I indulge more, like, on the weekend. And I guess that's what's making me not lose more weight. I mean, but it's just so hard. Like, when I was in my 20s, like you kids out there, with your TikToks and everything, I just, like, one day, I felt like it was, like, one or two days that I would just kind of starve a little bit. I would just be fucking, like, rail thin again. Rail thin. Yeah. Yeah. got a big, that's my beauty contestant weight, man. It's really not like a huge amount. It's just like this last bit is like not, I don't want to go keto or anything because I'm just not into it. And I'll just bounce right back because I'm not going to stay on it. And I don't like these fads. Like I was making fun of earlier, these people that go fasting. I did a parody video of intermittent fasting, by the way. Go to my YouTube channel, find that. Nobody watched it, so if you guys want to watch that. And, yeah, I'm just sick of these people. I thought it was over with, but now I keep seeing videos pop up. Maybe because I clicked on one. Every time you click on one type of a new type of video on YouTube, you get sent everything related to that. Like all over the place, suggested, whatever. You can click once on a fast. I fasted for 3 days just because you want to like make fun of it or hate it. And then you'll keep getting the same shit over and over again. And another one I get, like last time I alluded to this a little bit, but the fucking reaction videos. You know, I'm sick.
Keep your reaction videos to yourself, you pieces of shit. Stop with them now. This is a radio announcement. There will not be any more reaction videos allowed on YouTube, on Twitter, on Twitcher, on Bitcher. Enough with the reaction videos. If I like a band, I don't need to see a guy reacting to a song of theirs. And it's always
not real. It's always, well, at first they were just, here's what I think is going on with the YouTube community. The YouTubers, are running out of ideas to get your clicks. They're trying to make it click together and rub clits together. And they're trying to get your hard-earned money.
And they... All they do... Like, they first used to do reaction videos. Only, like, general reaction. Like, just watching it and making dumb, goofy faces. And...
No. And now...
Guess what?
Guess what?
Now it's like, now it'll always be like, 70-year-old jazz musician, first time hearing Enter Sandman. And I'm like, first of all, no, it's not his first time hearing it. He might have heard it. He might have thought he didn't hear it, but he's had to have heard it somewhere. There's just no way some of those songs that are like all over the place. At some point, there's no way you haven't heard it unless you are from a different country that has never been allowed to play the music that it is or something. And those are bullshit. Or they'll be like, hip-hop fan watches Slayer. And I'm like, why do I give a fuck about that? And he'll fake that he's into it. He'll just start like, All right. I said what you're doing. All right, Slayer. Oh, all right. Oh, shit. He evil. Oh, shit. Like, reacting where it doesn't even make sense. Oh, shit. They played that? Damn. I ain't even never heard of this shit. Nobody reacts, like, that strongly to something like that. I mean, Oh, shit. They always... Ugh. I mean, you don't even need to watch the reaction videos because, like, the screen grab on each one is the video. You don't need to watch the video. It's always a guy with a goofy face. Like, oh, God, it's so stupid. Like I was saying last episode, I just am doing a sequel. What if I did these in, you know, what if these were all a like story and they were all continuing from last episode? How cool would that be? I mean, my family has said to me, or my dad, be like, oh, I missed the last few, I gotta catch up. And I'm always thinking, they're not in order, you know? Like, it doesn't actually matter if you skip. You can skip like 20 and just listen to the newest one. Unless there's some drama ongoing or something, which I don't think I've had. Well, you know, I had that car accident I talked about. And I'm not even want to talk about how much I owe on that. We just aren't going to ignore that little. Man, life is just a series of debts you owe to stuff when you graduate college. You just start owing money to everything. I mean, you'll have the college loans. You'll have your utilities, which is just normal. And your rent. And then, I don't know, the dentist. Your car payments, your car repairs. Just when you think, oh, I got nothing going on. Maybe I'll buy something. Nope. Some new debt is going to pop up. Maybe you rear-end a guy and you hit him. And then you owe money on that car rental. Or maybe... Earlier today, you were eating, and you think a dental implant is coming out, and now you're going to have to go back to the fucking dentist and tell them to fix it. I don't want to pay either. I'm sick of this shit. It's like every dental thing I get put in comes loose. I'm just going to be like, I mean, if I was brave, I would just tell them to take the tooth out, even though I already am missing one tooth because I did that before. And after that, I was like, all right, that's I can't keep getting my teeth taken out. I can't just every time, like, every time there's something wrong, I can't go, just take it out. Fuck it. Because then I'll just be like a meth addict or whatever. But if I was brave, maybe I would. I would get a fake tooth put in. I wish I was like a rich Hollywood person. I'll get those veneers, even though they always look fake anyway. Hey, you're not fooling everybody. Anybody. Out there in La La Land, thinking you're a big star with your name on the fucking thing.
Can't fool
anybody out there. Okay.
Are you Hollywood elites out there, you think you're so fancy with your veneers and your fake teeth, your fake tits. Well, I'm on to you and the Zionists out there. The Jewish... No. Just kidding, don't delete this episode. People wouldn't know if I was mocking that or really believe that. I don't, but who knows? Maybe all the elite Illuminati people are just pizza store owners like the Pizzagate guy. Maybe that is just like a group of pizza makers. Maybe like Papa John was one of them and then he got kicked out because he supported Trump. Not that I'm like...
on Papa John's side, but you know. He did seem like a nutcase. I mean, he was always like red. He was just like his whole, he would turn red, flush red. I guess like the, you know, he ate Papa John's too much. I think he did, and he probably got rich, and he just like, any health problem that came up, he just like paid to get surgery or something, and he never really wanted to be healthy. You know. But if you have money, you can fix all that stuff. But you might lose money and become Artie Lang and not have a nose anymore. I guess he doesn't have money to fix it, because I was like, oh, he can just get that fixed, right? And he hasn't. It's been years. It's just like a... It's a deal-breaker face now. Some girls might have used to think, oh, he's funny. He had money back then. He had drugs back then, so he hooked up with girls. And now they see, I mean, that face is probably hard to get by, even if you, and I don't even, he probably ran out of money because of the drugs, I don't know. The true Hollywood story of Artie Lang. Howard Stern and Artie Lang, what is the situation, what's the drama? I forgot I had this fake crowd background. I think I've been out of frame for like an hour. Oh, let me show you guys something. You think that's cool? Watch this. Whoa! Look, there's a bunch of clones of me back there.
Hollywood.
I guess this is what, if you cut out the background, it just makes a bunch of copies of the screen like this. Hi. This is Brian.
This is Brian.
And Brian 2, Brian 3, Brian 4, Brian 5, Brian 6, Brian 6. And Brian Infinity.
Brian Infinity.
Look, we're living in a simulation, and this is proof of it right here. The proof is in the pudding. What's the deal with that phrase, guys? The proof is in the pudding. I mean. What did people put, like, evidence in pudding back in the day, or what? I mean, God. Hey, I like pudding as much as the next guy, but you don't see me putting, hard evidence of crimes in pudding, you know? I'm not, like, making a chocolate pudding and putting, like, a murder weapon in there, you know what I mean? Wow, thank you. Again, I'm just surprised you guys can transfer so quickly to the applauding. You just cut the laugh off, like, mid-laugh. Like, listen. Was that a recording of a real audience doing that, or did they just make two different, like, laugh and then applause, like cut it off like that. I don't know. Oh, something to think about, you know? Something to think about. This, it does sound like a possessed person, this one. Hi. Oh, wait, I think I can do something else here. Let's see.
Here we go. Hey guys. I am the...
It is not Brian anymore. I am many,
I am Legion, I am many. We are here. Brian is not. He is somewhere, but it is not here, is it? I will kill everyone. No, that's not. I will kill
everyone. Everyone will die. Everyone will die. Everyone will die. I can't hear if it's... Oh, I do hear it. Look. Everything will die. I will... Mommy, help me. Someone is inside me. Help me, Mommy. He is not here anymore. We are Legion. We are many. We are here and we will never leave. We are the evil that rules the earth. We are all the pizza makers that are the Illuminati. We make pizzas in every city. One of them was Pizzagate, or Comet Ping Pong. In Washington, D.C. was one of our elite members. We have many in New York City because there's... We have 4,000 in New York City because there's... In just Brooklyn, there's 4,000 pizza places.
There is just, like, too many pizza places in New York. I mean, I want there to be a lot, but not... There's so many, it's like, come on. And then there's still fast food pizza places, too. You know, there's still 7-Eleven pizza if you're, like, a crazy person. I don't even know if it's, you know, it's probably just as cheap to get a 7-Eleven pizza as it is, like, a slice. So it's just like it's literally your taste. Like, if you'd rather have 7-Eleven pizza. There's still Little Caesars out here, okay? That ain't the real New York to me. Not when I was a kid. When you grow up in New York, you have to work in a pizza place. And your dad has to own one. And you have to grow up in the pizza pie making business. And rub elbows with all the good people. I don't think I'm making sense anymore. I'm just out of it, man. I'm just in recovery from Beer Fest. Not only do they have Beer Fest, but I saw they have Seltzer Fest in August. Which, I mean, come on. How many different seltzers? What's the point? One seltzer is the same. I guess there's different flavors, but like... Different, like, brands of it? Like, how different are the different brands? I haven't really tried them that much, so. I mean, you got your craft seltzers. Are there craft seltzers? It's just, like, main brands of it. I don't think you need to be, like, a craft organic seltzer. I wonder if people would be as wasted at the Seltzer Fest, because it's probably all the same amount of alcohol in each one. But they'll trick themselves into thinking they're, like, not dehydrated, because, oh, it's water, it's sparkling water. But, yeah. It's going to be fucking hot. It actually wasn't too bad there, because it had just rained, like, right before Beer Fest, so. But in August, I don't even want to know. You just die of sun and alcohol poisoning at the same time. Good luck with that, people. I mean, you guys out there, good luck with that. Yeah. Alright, I'm going to stop this for now, and maybe I'll come back to it tomorrow and be funny, because this is pretty, like, lacking, like, I don't know, just like, it's a little too mellow, it's a little too hangover-like. I'm not hungover, I'm just saying. No energy more than usual even, so maybe I'll do 1-2 minutes at the end, that is less, like, amazingly good and funny. So, we'll see, guys.